Proclamation number 5005 of 22nd of November, 1950. Work in the vineyard. Seed, reaper. Harvest. Much seed is sown and little fruit is produced. Yet the fault is not to be found in the goodness of the seed, but the soil which receives the seed is often unsuitable to let the seed sprout and bring forth good fruit. And therefore I need willing laborers who first cultivate the soil so that a good seed can be planted in it, and I need many reapers for the harvest who gather the fruit for me and bring it to the sheds. The cultivation of the field is to be human labor. I can indeed give good seed, my word from eternity, but not every field. The human heart. I cannot shape every field through my will into good, receptive soil until it has subordinated its will to mine, and this work must therefore be done by the human being himself, in which he should be helped by fellow human beings devoted to me. The field must first be cleared of weeds. A mission which my laborers in the vineyard shall also carry out, to root out erroneous teachings and wrong opinions through correct instruction and to purify the heart so that it can receive good seed, my divine word, which can now unfold and grow and prosper according to the willingness of my servants on earth who want to spread my teaching of love, my word, amongst their fellow human beings. Much good seed is sown but not always accepted by the human heart. Then the seed falls on stony ground and does not take root there. The word has been heard with the ears, but it does not reach the heart, it dies away and is spoken in vain. It is seed that has been wasted completely uselessly. But even then the seed can wither away if it has touched the human heart, if the emerging little plant is not nurtured and cared for, if the word is taken seriously by the human being for a short time but is forgotten again through external impressions and thus the little plant has no strength to sprout because the human being lacks the will to do so, because it is not watered with the water of love which is necessary for growth so that the little plant does not wither. How often is good seed scattered and does not come to fruition? And mostly it is the water of love that is lacking, for this alone allows the seed to flourish when the preliminary work has been done to make the field receptive for the seed, which is the pure word of God, my divine teaching of love. Anyone who follows this, who diligently practices love, will also supply the soil with the water of love in which even the most tender little plant is to grow, because it will always find new nourishment and finally be blessed by me myself by imparting ever new strength of love to the one who lifts out my word as it is my will. Then the seed can bear fruit 100-fold. Again and again my word will be preached, also by those who first had to live it out themselves in order to experience its effect on themselves, which then makes him the living representative of what the word has given him himself. Then the seed will have fallen on good soil, then the field will have been cleansed of weeds, erroneous teachings will have been adopted, and only pure truth will animate the human being's thinking and strutting, and his soul will live forever, for it will have developed into a fruit which is pleasing to me. Amen.